Blog Talk Radio.
On your material.
But he had enough to deal with the droughts. Among the birthdays today, Oliver Cromwell, known as the Great Commoner, he was part of these radical Protestants in 15th, 16th century England, and he's the one that they were known as the Roundheads, and they fought against Charles I, who was an incompetent king, Roman Catholic, bungler. And of course, there's a great movie, Oliver Cromwell, starring Richard Harris and Alec Guinness. It's very accurate. And Cromwell, the interesting thing about Cromwell, he did disband Parliament. He called these people, he said, you couldn't even run a proper whorehouse. Also, the fact that he said to the portrait artist who was painting him, paint me warts and all. And this is one of the problems we have with these people who are running for political office and who want to cover up their faults and foibles. Creating a mask around what they really are, such as Hillary Rodham Clinton, who apparently thinks and acts like she's untouchable by law enforcement, which she will not respond, and she is very imperious toward people who are asking legitimate questions about what she really knew and did or didn't do about Benghazi, among other things, and the Ben Foster death, or what some people suspect is murder, millions, maybe billions of dollars, which has been laundered overseas through the Clinton Foundation and other offshore financial entities. It's more than the Panama law firm scandal with these financial manipulations. So it's going to be very interesting. And I think that she, you know, if she is indicted, that there are Democrats who are waiting in the, I won't say closet, but who are waiting on the side, who are dark horses. That's a traditional term. Also, there's a film, we'll get into that Wednesday, but there's a film, there are films on presidency which deal with some of these issues, and one of them is State of the Union, and we'll have some audio clips from, out of our video library, Carson Rizzola Video Library. Now, also on Hillary Clinton, it's interesting. She's an alumna of Yale University Law School. I don't know how she passed. Well, she did finally pass the bar in Arkansas, one of the easiest states to pass a bar. Should have kept going. Anyway, it's interesting that even here in liberal area of Northern California, a growing number of citizens are not amused by her antics and her white privilege attitude, that the White House is part of her agenda and her acquisitions. So we're going to see what we shall see. among the other birthdays today, the guy who invented the standard time zones, Charles F. Dawes. I mean, some of us are thinking that maybe it's time to get rid of the daylight saving time, because that goes back to a time when the kids were needed to after school to work in the fields and agriculture, and that's all changed now, and it just throws people's body clocks off. Guglielmo Marconi, the guy who invented the radio, which played a big part in saving the survivors, or many of the survivors, from the sinking of the Titanic, when the Titanic ran into that iceberg. And also they said when that ship was launched that God couldn't sink this ship, but the iceberg did. Elsa Maxwell, who was known as the hostess of the Mostess in Washington, and there's a famous, what's her name? Ethel Merman starred in a Cole Porter musical about her. I forgot the name of it. Anyway, and also Edward R. Murrow, from North Carolina, surprisingly. He was born on this day. He's best known for his broadcasts for CBS, the ones that he did from London during the Blitz, but he also worked for the Kennedy administration and got into a scandal there. And, of course, you know, he's revered, and there are awards, the Edward R. Murrow Award and all of that. There was another famous journalist. He worked for ABC, and I met him at the American Booksellers Convention in Las Vegas, one that I covered and went to. And great voice. A lot of these guys, we don't hear that in radio anymore and get all the schlock. William Brennan, who was a Roman Catholic, Irish ethnicity, he was from New Jersey. Dwight Eisenhower appointed him as an Associate Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, and he was part of that liberal bloc on the U.S. Supreme Court. Ella Fitzgerald, the great black singer, who pop and jazz singer, who sang with Frank Sinatra and many other people. It's her birthday. And the great New York actor, Al Pacino. I liked him best in Serpico, and also he was in The Godfather, and then that other film about the Cuban Cuban Mariel Boatlift gangsters who came here, and we played a major cocaine dealer. Among the deaths today is a composer we don't hear much about, although he was one of the first of the great American classical composers, John Knowles Payne. One of my favorite actors, he was Russian and English, George Sanders. He committed suicide. He was bored, and I think he took an overdose of pills, as a lot of these other guys and people who are in the music and the acting field. Great, a lot of great films with, you know, beautiful baritone, bass baritone voice. 1976, Carol Reed, the guy who did the third film, Third Man, who did, who's a great British movie director. 1982, Cardinal John Cody, very controversial Roman Catholic cardinal, who apparently ripped off some people down in New Orleans when he was running that archdiocese as an archbishop. And there are a lot of questions about how he mishandled cases against the Roman Catholic Church. There is a news article, and anybody who works for Catholic organizations, and anybody who works for any organization, you should periodically check to see that your withholding, the money that is taken out of your checks, withholding, that they go into the funds that, such as the IRS account that your employer is supposed to keep separate, any disability, state disability account, and at the state, like California has a disability, unemployment insurance, all of these things. Well, here's what happened in the Archdiocese of St. Louis. An employee of the Catholic Archdiocese was let go, and when he went to the unemployment office, he found out that the Archdiocese had not paid or doesn't pay into an employee's unemployment compensation account with the state. So, you know, what you don't know can really hurt, harm, and cost you, which is what happened in this case. Also, the great dancer, she was great on her feet. She got a lot of blisters practicing with Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers. She was originally from Missouri. She died in 1995. Great dancer and also a very good actor in many of the Fred Astaire films, musicals. Also on this day, this is interesting. one of our sources is attending, informed me that the MIRA convention, the Mission in Action of Military Soldiers who have not been accounted for by our Defense Department or government or Congress, there's a convention being held in, I think, Virginia. I'll get the rest of the details tomorrow. Anyway, Jeffrey Lenar and Huba Gilroy, they were killed in action, according to this Mission in Action website, and a guy named David Scott was from Illinois, and another guy named Preston Odom, he was a black working with the VC. I guess he was a turncoat like Garwood was, who was also from North Carolina. Now, among the Prince's death has really shocked people because he was supposedly a very private person. We've got to do the events today. And on this day, Robinson Crusoe published his novel, Robinson Crusoe, the novel. Or actually, it's a true story, was published by Daniel Defoe. Also on this day, the first use of the guillotine in 1792 was a French highwayman, a robber on horseback who terrorized people who were traveling on French roads. Nicolas Pelletier was the first man to be executed by the guillotine. I think the guillotine hasn't been used in France for capital punishment in a couple of decades. I think they still have it in storage. Also on this day, we had Julius Reuters. Reuters was a news agency. You usually hear of AP, and it was United Press International, Associated Press, which is still around, which has been co-opted. And then there was Reuters, and news from Reuters. In fact, there's a famous movie with Edward G. Robinson playing Julius Reuters. Well, Reuters got his start by using 40 pigeons to send out stock market quotes. This was in 1850. That's how old this organization is. In 1901, New York State was the first state to require license plates on your car. In 1915, we're going to get into this, the Anzacs, the Australians and the New Zealanders, in the British Commonwealth Army, landed at Gallipoli in that disaster. And, of course, we have the only an exclusive interview with one of the survivors. Well, he's dead now. He died in 86, I think. Colonel Hodges, who was an 18-year-old at the time. And one great interview. Unfortunately, we weren't doing video at the time, but we were doing audio. So we have that, and it's exclusive. The Negro College Fund was set up in this year. And in 1946, the United Nations was set up they had the first meeting here in San Francisco at the War Memorial Building. Now, a lot of people wonder why the UN didn't stay in San Francisco. Real simple. Parking was a major problem. It's even worse with what has happened with these bicycle Luddites and these people involved in influence peddling to get rid of parking sites on the city and put in multi-million dollar bicycle lanes, which these people who use them don't pay any parking. They don't pay for licensing. They don't pay for plates. They don't pay for anything else, and especially these lanes. And, of course, it's the latte leisure class of white privilege, yuppie types. You don't see many blacks. The blacks you do see and have seen were drug dealers or pimps, which we used to see here in San Francisco. But it's mostly these white yuppies who don't want to. Also, some of them may have lost their license because of drunk or drug driving. Now, 1959, here's another one of our exclusives, General Berrigan, Philip Berrigan, who's originally from Boston, famous general in the U.S. Army. He was an engineer who worked with people like Eisenhower, General Patton, and he helped rebuild the water systems in Europe and the sanitary systems after World War II. He worked around the world. He was decorated by many governments. He was called to Chicago to do the American side of the St. Lawrence Seaway, which the Canadians is their side. And after that, he retired to San Francisco. And I interviewed him, and it's another rare interview in the Carson Berzola archives. Also on this day, we had the excuse me, the Gunther, the West German chancellor spy scandal, Willy Brandt. I had a guy in his government named Gunther Guillaume, who was an East German Stasi Soviet spy, and that brought down Willy Brandt's government. And also, Carter in 1980 admitted that he bungled the Iran hostage situation. Had he succeeded, had his plan worked, and it they freed the American hostages who were held in the embassy in Tehran, Reagan wouldn't have been elected president. And today is also ANZAC Day. Now, it's interesting that people like Willy Brown and Larry King, who's now working for Russian TV, had an interview on the talking about the American election. And this is going to be interesting because now Trump, who some people think is the Canadian Manchurian candidate, and then there's Kasich, the howdy-doody candidate from Ohio, who think they should be presidents, and that they are torpedoing, they got together to sabotage, if they can, Trump's road to the Republican presidential nomination. But a couple of months ago, San Francisco's kingfish, Willie Brown, one of the most corrupt officials in this history of the state, he likes to showboat. He's trying to be something he never was, isn't, and probably never will be. Anyway, he was on Larry King's show, and you know, Larry King was sucking up to him and sort of keeping him at arm's length. But Larry King asked him about the Republicans and the presidential campaign. And this is what we'll see if this prediction comes true. I doubt it. excuse me. But he's claiming that the Republicans will choose Jeb Bush. So here we go. Let's well, here, I'll play the entire interview.
Tell me how you're feeling about this.
Well, I'm getting really excited. Since early morning.
No, that's the wrong one. That's when they named a bridge from San Francisco to Oakland. This bridge was named after Willie Brown, and Willie Brown's critics are hoping it falls down. Here is Willie Brown on a Larry King Russian TV interview and what he said about Jeb Bush.
And the brain power that I think a president needs. I have really become along with some of the candidates on the Republican side. They are so short of talent and so short of skill, I would hate to see them or even contest seriously for the presidency. But then again, I think the Republican Party will take care of that. Would Jeb Bush be their best candidate in your view? I think Bush would be the best candidate on the Republican side. Can he get the nomination? He can get the nomination because I think the Republicans are practical. They became practical in 2012 when they figured out how to win the election sufficiently in every district that they needed to win in order to push Nancy Pelosi out and in order to push the U.S. Senate into the hands on the Republican side of the aisle in that two-year cycle. It was a magnificent performance by them, and they did not allow the Tea Party to interfere. They didn't allow any of the crazy, nutty stuff that happens with some of the Republicans to interfere. They made it appear as if they were reflective of all America. They will do that again in their nominee for president, and that's why it's going to be really important for the Hillary Clinton operation to be a distinct alternative to that.
Well, I guess Donald Trump, with the millions of votes that he has to date, doesn't reflect a large majority or a large segment of America. This is how out of touch Willie Brown is with a lot of things. Of course, the man has no ethics, and he's been imperious and racist and gotten away with this for many years and thumbed his nose at the FBI. We shall see how that works. Al Capone did the same thing. You know what happened to him. And so if you ever come to San Francisco, go to Alcatraz and you can visit his cell. In fact, we have it up on Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmiCusVeritas. And it's quite an interest. I never visited that island before. We're going to upcoming. We hope to have Patrick Butler, our longtime associate, who will be talking about Illinois and Midwestern politics. He's a real journalist. He has been to Rome, though he didn't get the red hat. He was hoping he'd get it. And he's been to Ireland. He didn't kiss the Blarney Stone, though he didn't have to. And, of course, he's been covering Illinois politics for over 50 years as a real journalist, and so we hope to have his insight on real politics, as they say. And of course, tomorrow, I will either try to have him Wednesday or Friday, excuse me. And of course, we will be updating our website, and we were hacked. And also our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmicusVeritas. Also, as we two other news items, we have repeatedly brought this up because it came up in the Stephen Nery U.S. Navy sailor case and the Carl Vinson scandal, where the sexual preference politicians and the purveyors of male prostitution and pedophilia who were in law enforcement in this city. Were involved with video voyeurs who were taking videos of military personnel in their showers, locker rooms, medical examination rooms. And this came up on a site called Angry Young Man. There are other incidents of video voyeuring in high schools and in middle schools. And it's all around the country, and they do this in the toilets. Also, for years, to cut the expenses of a toilet, I don't know what goes on in a women's toilet, but in the men's toilet, at the urinals, they didn't have separate boards so you could pee privately. They put those up when there were complaints of video voyeurs taking pictures of guys urinating. Yeah, that's all I'll say on that one. It's pretty disgusting. And, of course, some of the very people who were involved in that, like Hamster, a porno video outfit, openly brags about its homosexual videos that were taken in what they call glory holes. That a glory hole is the hole cut between the sit-down portion of the toilets. Male toilets. I don't know what they do in women's toilets. So there's a lot of this on the web. And, of course, they launder money. This is interesting. A lot of these operations do not keep the money in the United States. It goes to places like Cyprus and Gibraltar, all this offshore business. You know, it's like I said, it's not only the Panama law firm that's been doing this offshore banking and laundering of money. It's these video voyeurs and these male prostitution, and actually just the prostitution video people, S&M. It's really disgusting. So we'll be back Wednesday at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time. It's Peter Paul Brazil, and we're going to end with our usual politics and poker. Maybe that's what the Republicans need to do before they go to Cleveland. Or usually when you hear politics and poker, it's smoke-filled room. But given what's going on among political parties, that smoke today will probably be marijuana. And if it isn't smoke, it's snort.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bet.
Cost you five. Only up to you.
Hey, Johnny,
what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I. Five.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big Ace.
Ace Betts!
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where's your plan?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes!
Possible straight, possible flush. Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's it going? We should make Jack Riley the guy.
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y? I say neither one,
I never even met them.
I say, when you got a pair of jacks, bat out.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither game for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
where's the call of
stuff. All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paraphrase.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll say. Raise your mind.
I'll call.
I'll call.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyashinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker! Politics and poker! Play for a pot! That's mediocre! Politics and poker! Rubbing neck and neck! If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck!
It's Peter Provozola, and we'll get into the rock musicians and who died because of an overdose or of heroin and related dangerous drugs like Prince, which they're practically canonized this guy, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, who I met here in San Francisco, lived around the corner from her, Cobain, Michael Jackson, Hillel Slovak, and many others. So go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmiCusVeritas. Good night. Stay safe. And we'll be back Wednesday at 3 p.m., 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.